This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, baby. It's exploration time.
Hey. Good morning.
No, exactly.
It's a really exciting day.
Totally. Well, because it's sunny. And that's not what you were thinking.
We just have such a special guest today.
That's right.
I'm sorry to go right there.
Right.
Sorry. I was trying. Let's warm up a little bit.
Okay. Well, I saw a very pink tree this morning. I'm trying. I'm
reaching. Yeah. I did too.
Okay. Same one, I bet.
Well,
you know, I feel this way about when the trees, they have flowers for leaves. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not technically the leaves. It's different.
Yeah.
But I am like, that is so Dr. Seuss. Like, that is so Random World. Like, you'd think, or you'd see that in, like, a picture of, like, wow, look at this weird area in, like, Mozambique where they have these, like, weird, unworldly trees. There's but it actually happens in, like, Cobble Hill.
Yeah. There's a Dr. Seuss type of nature.
Right.
When there's, like, a skinny thing and, like, something very bulbous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or, like, other types of just, like, silly, just, like, funny plants.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I think I thought he invented that.
Right,
growing
exactly.
up.
And then you see it and you're, like, you were totally ripping from,
yeah,
like,
yeah, right. Like, it's copying and it's kind of, like, not that special.
Right. Should we bring in our guest?
Yes!
I'm doing, like, the most cursory, like, vamping.
Like,
we're, like,
better, like,
so
setup.
Trees are weird. Like, all right. Like, literally shut the fuck up. I'm going to kill you. Like...
I agree. All right. Our guest is like one of our favorite comedians of all time.
Yeah, literally.
And we are just honored that he's here.
We're thrilled.
And we actually saw him in a film last night that we can't wait to talk about.
Yeah, we loved it. I was shocked they were there.
Excuse me. Just hold on one
second. Sorry.
Please welcome John Early.
John Early, everyone.
We're so happy you're here.
Oh, my God.
For real.
Thank you. Do you have guests?
Yes.
Okay.
We do, but we don't talk to them like this.
No, we never do.
Do you have guests?
It's crazy that I'm
only you. Actually, you're the first one, actually.
No.
A really crazy thing to ask, actually. Because it's absolutely based on the assumption that I thought you made an exception. Now, what do we do about this? Because I can't see.
Okay,
wait.
Oh,
I know. How to do it.
Natalie knows how to fix it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Natalie's kind of more of a technician.
Oh, whoa.
And just if you're chewing, make sure you get it in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you want to be close.
Okay, now I'm doing something interesting. This is going all the way away. Is that good?
And
is that good, Emma?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's good for John. It's good for me.
Okay, great.
Fabulous.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm like so happy. I'm already laughing
so
much.
What? No, Natalie, what am I doing?
You know when like a sound person is like putting a mic like inside your pants?
Yeah.
That was like that for me.
Yeah.
Coming all the way close.
Sometimes I'm like, you should have like a little line for that. When a sound person is doing that, I'm like, this is a big part of your job, is engaging with
like a joke or something.
Yeah, just I'm like, you're engaging with like my stomach.
Mm. I know, but a joke feels so iconically pervy.
Right. Totally.
You know, like honk honk.
Yeah.
Kidding.
They're like, love this. No, this doesn't feel like work to me. I'm like, thank you.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyways, we're so happy you're here, and we love
you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
And John is
in
a new movie called Stress Positions.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Which we saw last night. We loved it.
We
laughed out loud.
Yeah. And I laughed really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we each laughed. We each had times where we were laughing in a way that continued for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Do you know when you're like still kind of thinking about something? You're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like post.
Post moment.
You're walking in the West Village.
No.
Yeah, we laughed.
That's not what I meant.
No,
me neither.
I meant during the movie. It's
like
the moment.
The movie moved on and we were like still laughing about thinking this about a joke. Thing. Yeah.
That's amazing. That thrills me.
And I want to say also that we were just talking this morning that we both were texting people about it, having conversations like about what we thought different parts meant and what we got from it.
Yeah.
Like into the night and the morning. That's so fun. Yeah.
That's
like,
so nice.
And be like, oh, I got this from it. I felt like it was trying to say this. I thought it said this.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, it's very psychologically rich.
It's rich. Know?
Like Theda Hamill, the director, writer, actress, composer, editor. My old friend Theda.
She was in there.
She was really in
there. That sounds really hard.
I think like, it was
seriously
really
respect because actually like doing one of those things is like too much.
She's so good in it.
Well, that's a very overlooked part of all this. I think because, you know, people are so obsessed with like the multi-hyphenate as like something to write about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can we just talk about her acting?
The performance.
It's such an incredible performance. Mm-hmm. And she's so like, acting was always such an afterthought for her. Like she obviously had so much to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we would, and then she was just kind of like,
okay,
and then
I'm just going to go for it. Yeah, yeah.
And then it was just like it's like naturalism that I will literally never be capable of in my life. Oh my it's God, just totally. Like, it's shocking.
I loved we were talking after about the quality of her voice. Like she's such a beautiful speaking
voice. She pronounces her words like,
I know.
And sometimes it's just so like comedic. Like, like her saying like one word and just like getting a laugh.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know.
I know. She's really good. Yeah. And her narration is also very, it's like deeply soothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
kind of like I was saying there's like a kind of ASMR quality.
Yeah.
To like some
well,
of
I had just said that.
Oh.
Oh, I think I was saying that randomly before.
I literally said it.
Yeah. Well, we can run the tape back.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll find out. We'll let the listeners decide who's saying that first.
Get your votes in, you guys.
Also, like, obviously the chemistry is off the charts.
Thanks. Well, we've been at it for years, you know.
Legit.
We used to host a show together in Hell's Kitchen.
Really?
Did you ever go to Showgasm?
No, I don't think I did.
God
But
damn
I
it.
Used to go. I used to watch the promos.
Yeah, okay, good.
Is that helpful to you?
No.
Yeah, I think that helps a lot.
When I met you, it was like literally right as I was leaving New York and when that show ended.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Was there a connection there?
There's a huge connection.
Yeah.
Like in terms
I came,
of
yeah.
you caused it.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I took John's apartment. I took a lot of your friends. Yeah. Just like the ecosystem. It just worked out timing wise.
Yeah, right. There just wasn't room for two.
Right.
So you got out of town.
Right.
But yeah, we've been doing it for years.
What was that show like?
Honestly, the most fun I've ever had in my life. It was like a variety show and, you know, I was responsible for about 90% of the booking. So it was like, I could have my friends on.
Right.
For the most part. And it was just like Theda and I would get, Theda was like my kind of DJ sidekick. It was very beneath her, but it was, you know, we had so much fun and
awesome.
We just would kind of, we would get drunk on stage together and talk.
That works.
It works.
You know what? Conceptually, it just works.
Yeah,
it lands.
Really, I will say this. It does not work solo.
No.
Sure.
Getting drunk alone.
Sure. Barely works on a duo level. But, like, Theda has, I think, a strong tolerance and, like, and she could kind of intellectually hold it down, you know, and like, and then I would just be like,
you know. Like deteriorating as the night goes on.
Yeah.
Like.
But I don't know. We've been at, and you know, we are very good friends and talk all the time, and that really helped those like long dialogue scenes. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh my God, the scene with you and her and the nephew on the
couch. Major.
Like,
oh my God.
I actually can't wait to rewatch it.
Well, and I just want to say, not one moment of improvisation. Not a single not a single like, not a, you know.
Yeah.
It's totally, cool. Totally scripted. And, it, you know, and we really, despite how low our budget was, it's like we really insisted on like having rehearsals before.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was just so nice. So nice to do something where people like, where there's actual stakes for the actor, where it's like you have like a 20-minute dialogue scene, so you actually have to do some preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to memorize your lines. You actually feel like a little bit on the edge, you know, on an edge.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're always
the
like,
or an. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm on the edge.
Yeah,
you're always we're and I don't even mean this really, but like we're always
good.
Like shooting things. And again, that's not really true. like, it's like you show up to shoot something and they're like, so the script is like totally whatever. And like, we don't care about it. And it's like nothing. And basically like, we can throw this out and we don't care. And we want you to say whatever you want.
As if that's a good, right. As if we'd be excited by that.
Right. I'm like, okay. Like, it's actually really early. Like, I don't have that much funny stuff to say.
I know. And like, so you mean unpaid writing work.
Right.
Like,
literally. Although, can I say, we just filmed, again, two small parts in this thing that I actually think is going to be really, really funny. And Natalie did an improv thing that made me laugh. So I felt like I was on SNL because it was like breaking. Like,
the breaking. In the scene.
Breaking, and everyone's like,
well, we can't get this funny thing anymore because it's not SNL. So we actually kind of need. Yeah. But you did this long riff of like, you're like kind of an annoyed, like apathetic secretary or receptionist. And you did this long riff of interrupting me because I have questions. And you're like, sorry, I have to take this. And then makes a phone call to a radio station.
That actually sounds familiar.
What, like, do you mean? Like, that you think
you took it from
I'm
something.
I'm worried I took it from something. That's hopefully so it won't funny. Make the cut. I don't but as think I'm so. Saying it, I'm like, I think that's from like
maybe
a movie
just
from like
you
the
just
60s.
Did it.
It's like, it sounds familiar
well,
from like
from
Sunday.
Well, if it's from the 60s, you're
right.
Home free.
Right, it's time
you're
for a reboot. Get it up
it's
again.
Like Elaine May did it a long
Will
time
you,
ago.
Can you, the actor who played Balul, like, how did you find...
He's an actual model.
Legit.
He lives in Berlin.
Totally.
KK.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. And, our friend actually, well, honestly, it's kind of a cool story. Sammy Birch, who wrote May December.
Period.
That's on period.
Yeah, we actually call him Sammy.
Her.
So go ahead.
Her.
Oh. You blew it.
I was like, why did everyone look at me so mean?
I know. She's like also a genius casting director. She's like a real gift for casting.
Oh,
and
really?
I just texted her like way back in the day, back when Theta and I thought we were going to make it totally off the grid without any like outside help. And it was like that was when it was in an entirely different kind of script. It was like all like one long monologue basically. And like it was basically one like dinner scene and then like a narration sequence with like corresponding visuals. It was gonna be very kind of experimental. But what were we talking about?
How you cast.
Oh. Well, we were like, we have to cast this like model and they actually have to be gorgeous, like a model.
Yeah.
Like that's
legit.
That was like, they really, really have to be a model. Like there are no, any actor who is gorgeous enough to be a model is a model.
Right.
There
they
are
don't
no...
fuck around with having to do boring shit like acting.
Exactly. Exactly.
They're like just the good stuff. Like just the photo shoot and the plane ride, please.
Right. Yes. And so I think she just like literally typed in like Morocco model, like, well, I mean, it actually wasn't Morocco at that point, but like, and she pretty quickly kind of was like, what about this guy? And then we basically kind of Theta wrote it with him in mind, not even knowing if he could do it.
Oh, wow.
And we auditioned a lot of people, but we were really excited about him and kind of, I think, stupidly like pinned our hopes on it, but thankfully he was just immediately an angel and so smart and like really dug what they did, was like talking about in the movie, and it was so cool. And it was also so sweet because he really is young and he's never really done this kind of acting before.
Wow.
And we got to have like these like long rehearsals with him, and he was very like open-hearted and like wanted our advice. And we're not qualified to give it, of course, but like it was very like even though of course the characters in the movie, or maybe their intentions aren't always great with him, there is still a kind of like parental thing happening there, or that at least his character wants. And anyway, so it was easy for that to happen.
It kind of goes like his open-heartedness, you guys having this intense like rapport already, and then like folding someone new into it. That's really captured.
And he's like really looking at us like as we're talking, and it feels like in a very real, and I also feel like he's very so sweetly enamored by or with. See, it's a kind of a preposition day for me.
Enamored.
Like you're getting stopped
up. Both.
It's both. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's very enamored by Theta. Like it's really.
Well, that really
beautiful.
Also comes in the movie.
It's
so like
tender.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that one
the way
on
he
the
looks
couch.
At her like so longingly, and she's like, I don't know. It's just so sweet.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's an angel. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. You haven't seen it.
You don't know that.
Like they will.
That's true.
Yeah. By the way, like we don't do what they want. We do what we want.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Send this out.
Can I cuss on this?
Yes.
Do you guys say curse, cuss, or swear?
Curse. What about you?
I can't believe I just said cuss.
Yeah, but the cuss is like funny.
Really?
Oh, that's, I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
I guess I was kind of joking, but there was a deep panic when I said it.
Because you got scared. You showed yourself. Because
I was like, yeah.
Natalie and I look at each other. We're like, what the hell?
Is that Nashville?
It's, well, I think it's like a fourth grade thing. You know, it's
yeah.
like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, cuss is like before. It's like as if curse is a curse word. Mm-hmm. Like you won't right. even say curse. You say cuss.
Oh, my God. Right?
Like darn it, damn
you
it.
Know what?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
Natalie and I were at dinner with my family last night, actually.
Legit.
And my dad cursed in a way where I was like, whoa.
Really?
It's kind of unusual. He said fuck and like as emphasis in something. And
do you think he was trying to impress Natalie?
I do, actually.
Yes.
Like, wow. I heard it and I was like, that's so him. Like I thought.
No, I was, and actually that was the thing. He was kind of like.
Ick.
Is that okay not, to say?
It's not my business.
Can we talk about it without you here?
Sure, sure.
It's just a dynamic at the table. Yeah.
Is he single?
He's with my stepmom.
Deborah. But isn't that kind of hot, too?
Yeah, that is hot.
Isn't that
you know what? Something? You'd like my stepmom.
So I would like, it would be too, I would be
You wouldn't want to hurt her.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
said, right. you might.
It might be worth it for you.
Right.
I can't decide.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I'll let
totally.
You make the decision for what feels right to
something
you.
That happened you. At the table. This was a dinner for Charlie's birthday. Yeah. That he invited me to.
Respect.
And I asked like a bunch of times Charlie's parents the story of when Charlie was born. And they actually dodged the question like 40 times. Like I was like,
well, they kept being
what?
Like, what? Like,
yeah.
You're trying to do this like whimsical like parent engagement,
yeah,
and they're both
know.
Like,
in
the hospital. What? What
right.
was it?
And maybe they felt condescended too. Like we've lived since then or something.
Right. A little bit. I was kind of like respect to them yeah. for like not. They were like, so that's not important to us.
But they were teasing me because Charlie's mom was like, oh yeah, and then would just like. I mean, she's very skillful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'd be like, anyways, where is that shirt from?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
She's I'm very always... skillful. That kind of stuff.
Generally, yeah.
She's navigating that very elegantly. Yeah.
But I'm always like, I think what you just said about the feeling like we've lived since then is mm-hmm. so legit. Because so many parents, though, are so willing to do the parent drag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which like the, I'm a kind of mm-hmm. fuddy-duddy
right.
parent.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You know, well, when he, yeah, when... It was such a crazy, you know, your father was, you know,
yeah.
and
yeah.
like, did any of that make sense? Those like shards of language.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we've all been there, your father literally. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you're, because you see a parent, you're like, oh, I know what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
The day your son was born.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, yeah, you play right into it. But right. It's like, it's so, well, where are you from?
New York.
Exactly.
No, literally.
It's so New York to be like, what?
No. Yeah. Literally,
what are you doing?
Exactly.
I know, like, I felt that.
Charlie's parents are just like individuals.
Yes.
Culturally engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And had kids.
Well, I told her, I was like, oh, we're having like John Early on. She's like, mm-hmm. John Early.
No, you're yes. kidding me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
that's
legit.
So
like, she's
funny.
Knowing who you are.
No.
She's like, oh, cool. That's a big get for you.
Her knowing the level of get.
The star right.
She's like, that's cool. You don't have guests usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, exactly. I like got her tickets. We're seeing Cole's show
oh
this
God,
weekend.
Really?
And she was like, yeah, I've been meaning to see it. I couldn't.
No.
She's like plugged so, in. It's cool.
Yeah,
right.
That's cool.
And all, you know what's also cool is like my mom, my dad's sister, my aunt, and the three of them have known each other for a long time. And so a lot of the dinner, they were kind of like gossiping about like their old friends, like people they knew. So it's kind of cool to just like be overhearing that. I was like, so this is how like you guys talk. Like this is
right.
what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like it's like you've actually lived, you're living your own whole lives and you're like, and did you hear Sam? Right. Well, she now moved here and she's always been very like kind of.
But that's very
yeah.
like parent core, don't you think?
Oh. Shoot. Do you feel
maybe it's different because it's NYC, legit.
Yeah.
Like in the
I was just
suburbs,
like, oh,
that
you know what it was? I was
like,
oh,
like,
I can now
like
envision
yeah.
being like that age.
Oh.
And
yeah.
being like, okay, that's like the kind of stuff
right.
like or seeing someone you used to like really know 30 years ago and being like, and we can still kinda get into it. And
right.
doing that catch up. It was like, oh, you're living your own lives independent from like they're not just like, and the kids.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No.
Right. They're
right.
like in their
what
own
were you
stuff.
Gonna say?
Do you feel privately, like secretly heartbroken by that? That they're not keeping up that illusion of like the kids.
I live for you.
Yeah.
No.
That's really healthy.
Cool.
No, I love that they're like doing their thing.
I know. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
I know. It's like, thank God. Because otherwise it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It is.
When it's like, you're like, oh my God, can you like do your own thing? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
a lot of attention.
Yeah.
On sometimes I would my mom and I went on like a road trip, a little road trip a few days this past summer. And like, sometimes, you know, you know when parents express love for you in a way where you're like, I'm smothered. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. And she would say,
like, you can't have smother without mother.
Period.
Oh, my God. That's on period.
Ugh, that's also from the 60s, right?
Maybe. By the way, I've literally never heard it. Okay. Have you heard that?
No.
It's kind of good.
It's kind of good.
It's kind of mean. Write it down, write it down. Maybe the reasons no one said it is because it's too obvious, too mean, and potentially the original etymology. Right. Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, she would be like, we'd be like in like a motel room and I'd be packing my suitcase and she'd be like, ugh. I can't, but like, you're such a good traveler.
No, so no. Like, packing
my suitcase, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
oh my God.
That's nothing. Like, that's nothing. I'm just packing. She was like, I was like, because I knew to bring like a light sweater. Like, and I was getting so mad at her. And she was like, what? But then I was like, you know what? Because I was a baby. Like, I was your little baby. Right, and I was like, I have my own stuff. And I totally get seeing someone.
Such a good packer.
No, I was like, dude, like. Or just like I'd do directions and I'd be like, okay, we have to turn here. She'd be like, you're so good at this.
Oh my God.
Is it normal? But then you know the thing when you get like so infuriated at your mom and it's like completely unfair.
It's
and
so hard a monster. To be a mom.
Right.
Totally.
Legit.
It's so hard. Totally. I can't imagine how like thankless.
Yeah.
Truly. I know. I literally can't wait.
You should.
Totally. Yeah.
Wait, your parents are so featured in your special.
They are.
How was that for them? Did they like get a little
Oh, they loved it. I mean,
I bet.
They loved it. And I had done that. That wasn't the first time. I used to do that at my shows when they would come.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
It's so funny.
It's the best. And there was like, you know, there was a first time when it was genuinely a surprise.
Really?
And that was the best night of my life.
That you did it with a light like that?
And it was like. It was at Joe's Pub, so it was actually, like, the lighting was kind of superb.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Whoa. They actually had a full focused, like, beam of white light right over their table. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't coming from the stage. Mm-hmm. It was like,
boom. Wait, the bit, can I explain the bit for the listeners?
Yes.
I'll do a really good job.
Yeah.
John on stage is talking about how his parents are there, but they're shy and they don't want attention. And then, like, finishes that bit and then points to a place in the audience and a beam of light comes down and it's them.
It's so really, funny. And it becomes, like, a torture thing.
Yeah. Right.
You do it, like, multiple times.
Yes.
They must have died the first time.
They were dying. It was honestly, I've never been more proud of anything. Was that first time that happened. But they love it. They're such good sports and...
Also, it's like, I'm sure, like, they love attention. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
My parents are the same, I think.
Really?
Yeah, whenever I talk about my mom comes to a lot of shows.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Does she listen to the pod?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well.
I'm always, like, asking her if she listens. She's like, I don't really listen to podcasts.
Oh.
Well, she's true to herself.
She's not, like, I don't want to get in the way. She's like, it's just not interesting to me.
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing thing about a podcast, though, is it's just, like, just don't listen. It's really easy to really say that to people and mean it. You don't have to listen. Like,
yeah, totally.
It's
a big commitment.
Yeah, like if it fits with your lifestyle.
It is, and it actually is a lifestyle thing where it's like,
yeah.
If you're not like walking in a way where that's what you want, like then don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Seriously. I know. It was very like, and also just like, I listened to podcasts in COVID when it was like, when I was just like cleaning.
Right.
Right.
Or cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now I'm like, where have those activities gone?
No, I'm not
podcasting activities.
Wait, that is another thing I'm going to say about the movie.
Yes.
Is that
COVID?
It was like genuinely time to laugh about that stuff from COVID. Mm-hmm. Like,
so nice.
There's this, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but there's a scene where John.
I do kind of think it's a spoiler.
I'll bleep it out.
Bleep it out for mystery. Like, keep it in, but bleep it out.
Yeah.
Emma, is that possible?
A long bleep, too. That's funny.
Yeah.
Or just, that's like, actually super a classic distorted.
Bit. Do you know in the 90s when it's, like, the bit of, like, the sitcom joke of, like, and then she... They're, like, three people are, like cursing. One person is, like...
I remember hearing that kind of thing as a kid, like, when it was, like, about sex and being, like, what the fuck are they saying?
Right.
Like, tell me!
It unbleeps and it's, like, and then the parrot comes in and is, like...
Yeah.
And you're, like, what the hell?
Yeah, you're, like, sex is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was cool. It was, like, I feel like there was a while where it was, like, don't talk about
that. Well, and that may have, like, just ended because literally, like, two nights ago we had a screening that was, like, kind of... Like, last night was I'm so glad you guys were there because it felt so warm and sweet. And, like, but we had a screen the night before where it was, like, we walked in for the Q&A and I was, like, uh-oh, like I just immediately felt like,
whoa, really?
This maybe didn't go well.
We didn't watch it with them.
Yeah, and also we had to do another Q&A. Like, we were kind of like chatting all around town.
Holy shit.
But we walked, some girl was like, she was like, yeah, I guess my question is, like, in terms of setting it during COVID, like, why not set it, like, I don't know, say 2018? like her, like, barely veiled way of saying, like, why the fuck
did you do that to us?
Yeah.
Wait, that's such a funny question, because it's, like, it's not only, like, important in, like, the vibe and the setting, but it's also, like, it's important in the plot. It's actually completely essential and integral to the plot. Like, that's the, like,
yeah.
It's the same thing of when people are, like, reading, like, you read the comments of, like, a bean dip, and someone's like, well, I'm allergic to beans, so how can I make this?
Right.
And you're like,
oh, yes.
It might be a different recipe.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Yeah. This is like a movie about that time.
But right.
It's cool that it's coming out now, because it's like, is that just like how long it takes to make a movie, basically?
No, this took a long time. Like, I mean, or at least the post process took a long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Thayden and I think we're like kind of naive about that. Like, we were like, by the way, I hope this is grossing everyone out. This is my least favorite part of an iced coffee.
I wish I had ice to give you, but I do want to finish it.
Watch.
Take like a shot. Go. Oh my god.
Did you see anything?
No.
Okay.
It was a sound effect though. That was like cool.
Yeah, we heard.
Thankfully, we have the mic.
I hate that taste.
But now
you're about to be amped as fuck for the next like.
Yeah.
That was minutes. Kahlua.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were naive about like I think. It felt so like it was so bizarre how during that time any content about COVID was like just about doing therapy on Zoom.
Yes.
Or like dating on Zoom.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like the Zoom spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy.
It was only so about true. Zoom. I'm like, meanwhile, like millions dead.
Yeah.
Like, or just there's something so metaphorically like there's such a giant opportunity. Like the metaphor of COVID that has like such distinct visuals of like the sanitizing, the masks, like there's so much going on there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me that no one seemed interested in like that angle of COVID.
Totally. Well, like so the like, Zoom dating and therapy, it's like, it's so like light.
Right. Yeah. It's so light.
And, like, I'm going to say like, something random like bourgeois. Like, you know what I mean? Totally. It's very like.
Sure, yeah.
Well, there was literally that thing called like Coastal Elites. Do you remember that?
No.
That it was called... like on HBO and it was like.
Oh, I thought
it was,
you meant like the term. I was like, I've heard it.
Oh, imagine me trying to explain that to you guys.
We're like, oh, so I guess the cities are kind of concentrated on like,
are
the coast.
I guess too. Right. New York, right.
And whereas the heartland.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wait, what was that?
But it was like, it was Zoom and it was like a few monologues by some of the greats, including Bette Midler. But it was like these monologues on, it was like Zoom therapy, I think. They had like one therapist and then like several patients.
Yeah.
And it was like a kind of desperate thing that HBO tried to kind of throw together because there was no programming. No one had any new stuff.
Right.
But and by the way, we couldn't have shot this then. Like that was like you know, we shot this a little bit out of the worst of COVID. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know. I still think there are people who seem genuinely kind of like, why the hell did you just take me back there? And I get that. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like I just generally with movies, I'm always like, it's fake.
Right.
Like, totally. I'm like, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, it's fake.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's like when people talk about like, you know, characters being unlikable. I'm like, but it's pretend.
Totally.
Right.
Like, oh my God. I'm so sorry. So that didn't really happen.
Right.
Oh no, that didn't happen.
Right.
Like, why would he say that to her? That was so mean. It's like, yeah, someone else wrote it. No. And then he said it to her. So there you go.
And she's not real either.
Right. I'll say that one thing that was really striking in the movie is like, you know, you forget in COVID at that time, like, how a lot of the things we know now, we actually didn't know then in the height of it. And so it's like, you're so serious about COVID and you're doing all these things that we're now like, that we didn't need
wouldn't
to do
have
that.
Helped.
Yeah. That wouldn't have helped. Like, and you're not doing a lot of the stuff that we know would have
helped.
But it was so true. I mean, you know, you sometimes see like in a restaurant or something where they'll be like, stand 6 feet apart. And you're like, oh my God, the idea of six feet
they
apart.
They are leaving those signs up.
Right, like, exactly.
Oh, I know.
Everywhere
I know.
You
this,
go.
Like 7-Eleven the other day, it was like still, the floor was still like the line.
Exactly. Like this weird vestigial, you're like, oh my God.
So weird.
What, like the idea of like that would be a thing that's helpful. Is
well,
so like,
I know this is, like, people have talked about this, but, like, QR codes at restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It breaks my heart every time, and I literally cannot help myself. I always, like, when I ask the waiter, I'm like, do you guys have paper menus? I feel no shame about that. I'm just like, do you have paper menus? Right.
No.
And they're like, no, sorry. And I'm like, and I always go, like, this is the part that I need to, like, not do, because this is, like, I'm doing this to a waiter who absolutely had no part in making this decision. But I always go, oh, it's so heartbreaking. I'm like, and now look, I'm like, we're all on our phones. I came to have dinner. I wanted to go out to eat, and now me and my friends the are waiter's all on like, our phones.
I know.
Yeah, they're like,
oh, right. No, that sucks.
But I get so, it's devastating. No, you're like, sucks. For like 10 minutes, you're like.
Literally.
Also, like, trying to Zoom. It's like, you can't do the whole thing at once.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the experience even sucks. If, let's say that you're not looking at texts or not, like, being distracted by something. Being with someone who's looking at their phone, like, you can't shake the, like, physical reaction. Sensation of, like, I'm being ignored. Yes. Yeah, totally.
I'm not good enough.
I'm not, totally. And when you're doing it to someone, you're like, I must not give a shit about them.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I'm on my phone, like, I'm looking.
I know, it's so dark.
Mm-hmm. The nanny and the four-year-old that I nannied the other day, like, said the word QR code, the phrase.
No, yeah. That is so funny.
Literally.
Well, my
QR
friend has a
code. How would they say it?
Yeah, she's just saying stuff.
Did you have that disease? And it is a disease.
No, but I sucked my thumb very late.
My index finger. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa!
Like, that's gnarly. Clearly,
that's so genuinely perverted. Yeah, like,
I know.
Your family's choking like, on what it? The fuck?
Yeah, yeah. God, like, spit.
I sucked my
literally. And because of that, I mean, I know the same thing probably could happen with a thumb, but my teeth were literally here.
Yeah.
They were perpendicular to my face.
Of course.
Parallel to the ground.
Right. It's like that ride at an amusement park where those swings go out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The centrifugal, like, force of it.
That's exactly.
That's so interesting that you sucked your index finger. Like, I don't know what it is that, like, everyone's doing thumb, and you just took a different path.
Right. I don't know. I was an always innovator. Kind of visionary or whatever.
You're seeing other people do it. You're like, that
in
sucks.
The womb.
Yeah, exactly.
But clearly, don't you think it's just the womb? Or no, you're trying to get the nipple again, right?
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah. There's no, like, I wasn't doing this in the womb.
You could
I'm
been.
Asking you as scientists.
Some yes, kids, you weren't doing it in the womb.
No, you might have been. Babies suck their thumb in the womb. In
well,
the
often womb. There's scientific disagreement.
No. Things, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I actually got, like, legit mad at Charlie last night. Not mad, but I caused a sink because I had a different interpretation about the ending of the movie than him. Legit. Yeah. And I actually felt so right then I kind of got agitated.
You were just disappointed because you wanted me to be like, oh my god, totally.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I think it's kind of up to interpretation. And Abby was like, I'm gonna kill you.
I felt so proud to put together what I did and notice what I did.
Yeah.
And then when it was up for an interpretation, that was hard for me.
Yeah.
I know. That was really hard.
Yeah.
And I felt that I have a chip on my shoulder about being less, like, adept at, like, understanding movies. Than others.
That's like an insecurity.
It came out last night.
Yeah.
Because then when I thought I did understand it, I was like, and then this person was this person, and this person was this. And Charlie was like, maybe.
And
I was like,
character
maybe.
Was dead the whole time.
Right. Yeah. Totally. I'm like, so you understood how John was the mom, right? You got that too? Charlie was like, being really nice. I think maybe that was that.
Yeah. It was that kind of theory too, a little bit.
No.
Like John's the mom.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can get into it off air because I do have a question about it. But then Charlie was like, I bet that they would say it's up to interpretation. I was like, yeah, but they would be lying. That's what they say. That's what they always say. But
oh, it's up to interpretation. Wink.
Wink.
Should we do our lists?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Totally.
So this is how it works.
Okay.
We wrote down ideas.
Okay.
And we're going to hand them to you. And you'll read one of them.
Okay, cool.
We'll kind of then talk about them.
You'll prompt us.
It couldn't be easier.
Okay.
And it's not so complicated.
That said, if you struggle, it's totally natural.
Okay, right.
So I will say, here's a note immediately.
Yeah.
Rip these up, put them in a hat.
Right.
When you have that visual component to a podcast, you want to find fun ways to celebrate
right,
that.
You're right.
Yeah.
And we could do a sound effect of the hat.
One camera, two camera, three camera.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I forgot to say that we're very open to notes.
Okay, yeah.
So you're lucky that that works.
Right.
So I can choose from each
list. Just whatever calls to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go in order. Not the whole way through, but I was drawn to this. I was looking on the table.
Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and how did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's kind of like, ew, why did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind of like you have to.
But then you need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually shows if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God, because you actually have something to say.
Yeah, and specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like to talk about their early gay feelings. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa. And you were like,
but I'm looking for what that movie was. Okay. It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Boss eyes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Boss eyes.
So that's going to be Natalie's idea. So yeah. Natalie, take it away.
Great. So this is basically...
And you leave for this and then...
Yeah.
You come back and guess.
Well, yeah, I usually
just gets really competitive.
Pop in music, do my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Nap.
Slow breathing. So boss eyes is basically like... Okay, so I nanny. I'm often with the mom for a lot of the day because that's just how we rock.
Yeah.
Like I'm more of like a mother's helper type.
Yeah.
I'm 30. But basically, like, and we talk about her life, you know, and we talk about the kids a lot, but like, I will ask about like her jewelry designing business and such on. And I'm human.
Yeah.
Like, every once in a while, like, I kind of want to talk about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, this is an exchange, like, and it's pretty boring, like, to be with kids, like,
yeah,
you know, it's really slow. So like sometimes I'm feeling chatty and I'm like, and I ask so many questions, which is also inappropriate because it's like, this girl's in your house, like, leave me alone.
Yeah,
it's a fine line. But sometimes I take a swing and I'll just say a statement about my life, like, oh, I'm doing this tonight or something, and like what I see happen in her eyes, like, they glaze over, like the boredom that sets in is so intense. Like it's, and then she literally will just not say anything back.
No,
legit,
you're kidding me. No.
Legit. Like, and the other day I was going to dinner and she loves restaurants.
Yeah.
So I tried to talk her language. You know what I mean? She loves being on the list at like a good place, whatever. And I was like, I'm going to this, she was like, you can't stay late tonight. I was like, no, I have a dinner. And I was like, it's this place in the West Village. Like, and I said the name. I was like, do you know it? And she was like,
no.
Like, she literally like blacked out and came back in and then said nothing.
No.
And it's like,
there was no response to, do you know it?
There was no response. There was no response. And no. Then earlier in the day, I guess I was feeling chatty. And yeah. By the way, like, if I was a mom who had a podcast,
yeah,
which...
Genius idea, by the way.
Fingers crossed. Literally, like, if I can parlay this into something like yeah. that would be amazing. But I would probably be being like, why is my nanny talking my ear off about her restaurant in the West Village? You know what I mean? Like, I'm in my house with my kids, whatever.
I love how you can only, like, see other people's perspectives through imagining them having a podcast. Instead of just like, if I was a mom who employed
a nanny.
If I was
a mom with subjectivity, like... Yeah, like
that's so funny. Right, and I'm like, and I guess if I was a kid who had a podcast, I would say, why are my nanny and my mom fighting?
Yeah. Right, on the podcast.
Okay, but like, real illness kid, revealed in that moment. All right, illness reveal. This is what I think it is to have, like, interiority.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, but then earlier in the day, too, I had gone to a bris in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she's Jewish, and she has a son. Like, I don't know. I was just like, we can talk about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was at a bris today.
No.
Can you imagine saying to someone, mm-hmm. I was at a bris this morning.
And then, no follow-up? Like,
that's crazy. Not even just a wow.
Literally. Yeah. Like, and I feel like I think that I like understand like social cues, but this breaks down. It breaks me down because I'm saying things that are lame and I'm getting nothing back.
It has like the tenor of like a strike, actually. Yeah. It's like she's actually going limp. She's like, I'm actually going to do a die-in right now until this stops.
Well, here's my question. Do you think it's boredom or like her trying to just maintain
shut
a boundary?
Down.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
And sometimes it's both.
I think it's genuine disinterest. I really do. Because the stuff I'm bringing up is like pretty light, like office chit chat.
Yeah,
except
the
bris. I understand why it sometimes feels like
personal or something.
Or like about like a penis. So right, it's scary.
Right.
So that was kind of a bad example, but it's about like baby. I don't know. Like,
if you can't talk relevant. About, if you're a mom who can't talk about a penis,
right?
You're toast.
You don't even have a podcast. Good luck selling that podcast of which you speak.
Well, it's funny. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like when you're in iTutor, and like that's a part of. Yeah,
I actually knew that.
Yeah, because I talk about it. Or you just intuited?
No, have you been tutoring for a long time?
Yes. Years and years.
Yeah, okay.
6 years.
You can't quit it.
I can't quit it. Love the stuff. But that's a part when you're in someone's home, like often a parent is actually like dying to hear about your life. And like, it kind of feels like part of the job to do this little performance of like, I know I'm this person. And it's like, I do stand up.
And I'm shaking up your marriage a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. Right. And like, I love like, and it's kind of fun, but also you're like, oh, this is a little bit of a responsibility.
Right.
Like I have to be. And, you know, you're like, God, I'm just so exciting and fun. And, like, so I have to bring that to people.
Yeah.
And it's a part of the job, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
it's not the worst part, but it's work. And then to bring that energy into someone who's just like, can you be quiet?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. I don't care about that.
No, but also, like, I'm actually, like, you're so right. Like, she's, like, setting a boundary. Like, legit.
I think she is. And I think there, and it makes sense for there to be, like, the nanny like parent dynamic is obviously very fraught, but I have to, it's like, but there does have to be a gray area. There actually does, because what you're doing is not, you're not clocking in and like working on the factory line. You're working with children. You're integrating yourself into a family. It is inherently like personal. There's no way to avoid that.
Right.
And I guess like there are some healthy boundaries obviously to draw, but you just like trying to like talk about a bris this morning, just a tiny bit.
Just
I feel
a little
like
bit about the bris.
The pool.
Yeah, exactly.
But then maybe it's because it's so
this
intimate. Like, that's why, like, parents, like, want more distance. Because it's, like, you're in their house. You're, like, in their, like, kitchen and bathroom and fridge.
Yeah,
and, like,
no, it's weird.
They're like, okay, actually, we don't. Like, then if you were chit-chatting, it's like, okay, are you married? You know what I mean? Like, it's easier at an office maybe to be chit-chatting, and obviously you're not overstepping. But, like, when you're, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you need more of a boundary.
I always find that
in your house.
I'm, like, in someone's house, and I, like, use the bathroom. Like, when I'm tutoring, I'm, like, sorry. Like, it actually turns out I have a body. Like,
I know.
Like, I know you didn't want that. I don't want it either right now. Like, it just, like, it sucks I'm here. Or, like... I tutor mostly on Zoom now, but like I used to be like
that's sad.
to what's happened to our country. No, it's actually like, by the way, it's amazing. It's like,
really? Well, you like it better?
Well, yeah, because I don't have to travel.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's like, and it's the pay rate didn't go down.
Yeah.
It actually was like an amazing, huge, life-changing win for me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's great. That's so great. You're mad about that?
I guess I'm just worried about the kids. Sorry. That's just me.
They love it. They love it. Oh,
me trying to tutor on me trying to tutor math on Zoom.
Oh my
slowly
god.
Slowly with like the pen tool on like the shared screen, writing like a division symbol.
But also, what's the point of having a tutor with if you can't have like a crush on them? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they could have a crush on you via Zoom,
right?
But like, they should be able to be like you being like, it's actually, and then like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're such a heartthrob tutor.
Aww.
Can you imagine him being your tutor?
I am like I love my girls. Like, I'm tutoring like the coolest girls in like New York City.
What's the age range?
I tutor mostly like 16 to 17 to 18.
Oh
like,
my god, I bet they have huge crushes on you, even though they clearly know you're gay.
No, they know I'm gay, and they like know about like some of them.
I think I'm looking at the wrong camera. Wait, is that me? Which one's me? So I can throw to it for funny. So, oh really? Me? They know. Yeah.
It's you. You're basically like, they clearly know you're gay.
We're like, it's not a camera.
Okay. But this is my camera for when I want to cross my eyes.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, like at the ends of sentences.
Yeah, yeah, take yeah. It again.
Okay. They clearly know you're gay.
Okay. And we'll got it.
Splice that back in.
Okay.
Wait, but that's amazing.
I know, and it's sweet. I love hearing about their drama at school, and they love hearing about, honestly, my drama in my like adult gay life.
Right.
I'm like, well, he didn't text back, and they're like, it's okay, sister. I know how that is. The yearbook is crazy this year.
You're like, he unshared his private album.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to say something about toilets.
Go.
You brought it up.
Yeah, of course.
Because this is an exploration, and it is live.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna surprise y'all.
Okay.
And
also, quickly, can I do this?
Yeah, okay. And you can take your shoes off, something that's often something we do.
Here we go.
There you go. I'm actually going to do it, too.
Me, too. Even though it's
just to make you feel comfortable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Look at our little cool feet.
These are new J. Crew socks.
They're cute. Gorgeous. And they're actually acquiring color.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What?
They're branded. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Keep going. Hi.
Hi. Okay, so basically, like, I think I... in my life I have had a lot of complaints about like bathroom and toilet and like, ew, it's like gross. And like the stalls, like there's not enough privacy. And like,
you've complained about that.
Yeah. And I think we all have, like, yeah, totally. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a place.
Why can't we live in Japan where there's like, where the stall doors go to the floor.
Right, what is that? Where it's like, they're like, well, we need a buff. We need a foot that space. Of like,
yeah, it's actually, you know what it was? It was just like some shoe-obsessed queen.
You know, it's full
who was like,
foot
show
fetish.
The feet. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Okay, but the other day, I went to the bathroom in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the middle of the restaurant.
I had my way in the place. And I know, I used the toilet, flushed it. And I had a moment where I was like, I'm sorry, like, that is a dream that someone came up with.
No, like, I think about this all the time.
Really?
Like,
me too. I bet.
And because I I just think about the fact that we're so, there's like kind of nothing left to invent. So like, so much of industry for the past 30 years has just been like computers, you know, the internet, like, you know, like disruption of these things. It's like, wake me up when you've invented something anywhere near just like plumbing.
Right.
Literally,
holy shit.
Like, if you were imagining what you wanted to do to like not be embarrassed by pooping, it's like, oh my God, I wish there was just like a bowl you could shit in, but then the poop would
goes
disappear.
Away. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And not even disappear nearby.
Yeah.
Sucked into some magical system of tubes.
Yes. Right.
And taken away forever.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That would be a wish that I would dream of.
Truly.
And it was very grounding.
Yeah.
Moment of gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have my wish.
And it is one of those things where you're like, I like, how could that be maintained still? And like, I bet you that'll actually, you know what? It's uh-oh. Like the plot of the musical Urine Town.
Which I never saw, but pretended to.
Right. So
pretended to right now or a different time.
You loved it?
Yeah. But I did have that. I had the I bought the book of it in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
no, you didn't.
It's like irreverent
what
and kind of naughty.
Yeah, I got it.
Literally. Oh, yeah.
You were pretending in high school.
Oh yes, like I would read the art section of the New York Times uh-huh. on Sunday.
Oh all my the God. Plays,
like Broadway, off Broadway, and I would get.
You're legit.
Oh, you know, I was a theater kid.
Yeah.
For oh my sure. God. Well, for same, sure. by the way, but yeah. I was not experiencing sophistication as such. Legit. What were some of your roles or like shows?
Curly in Oklahoma. Why?
With the fringe on top?
Yeah. Curly with the fringe on top. With the curls. Well, famously, I played Curly and I made the school pay for me to get my hair curled professionally every single night. Because I was like, hi, are we ever going to address the fact that his name's Curly and I don't have curly hair? And they're like, well, we could get a wig. I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to look insane. Oh,
and look fake and stupid?
Literally, no. Like a synthetic fucking wig underneath, like squished under a cowboy hat. So what, like Annie.
Curling it with like a curling iron?
I went to a salon before every show and sat, they put curlers in my hair and I sat underneath a heat thing. Before every show with like my algebra homework in my lap.
Oh
like,
my God.
John. And then I literally within 10 minutes of the show sweated out. My hair was straight by the second song. The school paid for it.
The teacher's budget like slashed. like no health Christmas bonus revoked. This year. Yeah. Like
they're buying whoa. Their own pens.
So did you kind of have the theater department like wrapped around your finger, it sounds like?
In a scary way.
Yeah.
In a way that wakes me up at night.
Sometimes. Right, right. But now I bet they're claiming you.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you better believe. By the way, this is so funny. In the alumni magazine that I got from my school recently, that I was in it and it literally was like John Early was on Dax Shepard's podcast and had a picture of me with Dax Shepard. I was like, I also have a special on HBO.
They're like, shut up. So the podcast with Dax Shepard, he's married to Kristen Bell. So,
oh my God. John anyway. Early was on the Voice of Elsa's Husband's podcast.
She may have been there.
Wait, that is so funny.
It was insane. Anyway, sorry. I know we're exploring live, but I want to get back to the bathroom. Yeah. Should I get back to a toilet. List?
Yeah. No, thank you. Okay. Oh, you're driving.
I'm going to, just for fairness, pop over to Charlie's.
Thank you, even though they might not be as compelling.
Okay.
We won't know until we try.
Yeah.
I'm obviously curious. When it's bad, and then in parentheses, chess actress.
Okay. This is like the thing of... when you arrive at like an activity that indicates that you're either like in a really emotionally bad place or like in a deep state of boredom or like really needing to change something.
Uh-huh.
So for me, this is like if I'm on my computer at night, which I try not to do, but usually fail.
Yeah.
Like really late at night, computer in bed. Ugh. And I find myself like
constantly
looking up like Academy Award for like best supporting actress.
Yes.
And I'm just like kind of being like, let's check out Marissa Tomei. Like, let's just see her life story. And it's like 2:45 a.m. I'm like, it's bad.
That's
right now.
Bad.
Like, it's bad. I really like, and it's a trigger for I'm like, okay, something actually needs to change because I'm on Marissa Tomei's Wikipedia page.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Like, that's, and it's like, I'm not going to do that in a normal, like, sometimes in my life if it comes
bless
up.
You. Bless you.
But thank you.
We're not two big stars to stop to and not. Say bless you.
Yeah.
They're like, they're so humble. They said bless you.
Yeah. Oh my God, we all, so the sweet. Tone, by the way, we're all like, Bless you.
Do you need me to take that? Should I start again?
Do we need a break? Now we're good
to
go? Because
we can take a break.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And the chess component of that is like if I'm doing like chess puzzles, like my chess puzzles on my phone, I'm like, holy shit.
What do you mean chess puzzles?
On my chess app, they have like puzzles. Mm. Chess puzzles where it's like, we're going to give you a situation and you have to figure out like what the next moves are. And that's actually often what I'm doing if I'm like so anxious and devastated and doing really emotionally bad where I'm like, I just need like time to pass and I'll do literally anything to make that happen.
Mm. Well, that is, I'm realizing, and I'm also realizing that this is so close to my face that I'm forced to now move my neck.
Well,
back.
You can move that.
So, I know.
All around.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw that, right? Okay. Boom.
Wait, your slapstick in the movie is also so funny. I was going to say, the slapstick in the movie is so
why is
funny.
It? There's nothing funnier than someone falling over.
Oh
like,
my God,
it's the
I'm
funniest
so
fucking
happy.
Shit in the world.
I like, can't really see it anymore. I'm like, is this funny?
No, my
God.
It's
really, I'm so really funny and surprising.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can also, by the way, like, futz with these. Okay. They're not so, like, fragile.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is what I've realized about the phone is that, what the hell? What is going on?
Well, you're just doing slapstick.
Whoa!
John is so funny.
Is what I've realized that the phone is not to, it's not to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. It's not that you go to Twitter to feel better, go to Instagram to feel better. It's to make you feel nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's anesthetizing.
Yes. And it's to feel nothing, which also actually means for time to just pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you that you don't have like, to deal with life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you better be careful because, honey, then 15 years go by and you never started a fucking family.
Right.
No.
Bro.
Like, so, sorry.
Bro, like, bro. No, you know what?
Bro.
I read that there was a Substack that was talking about, like, what is happening with TikTok? Because TikTok is the one for me where it's like, I can go on it if I, like, casually open it on my phone and I'm, like, yeah. in a doorway. It's like, I look up and I'm, like, an hour, 45 minutes later, I'm still in the doorway.
No, the mm-hmm. doorway, the doorway is, that's such a real thing.
Right.
Yes. You're just because like, you're happened? Not, you're not on the couch.
Right.
Right.
I'm not even relaxed.
I'm gonna check my phone.
Right. Like, let me get cozy and yeah. I just want, it's like, it caught me. I'm, like, frozen. Yes. I'm completely still.
No, me walking into the front door.
Yeah.
And then literally. Like and then just checking my phone and then I'm standing there for like ever and I still have bags. And
right, literally. Bags.
You're like mid kicking your shoe off. Like.
It's dangling.
It's actually like a predator like is looking at you. You know what
you're
I mean?
Actually like, doing oh. like a crunch. Yeah, like a crazy. Difficult like physical stance. Yeah,
which is hard because that's good.
Right.
Right. So that no that's what's hard.
No, that's and it's just like with TikTok, it's so much information and yeah. it's so dense with like stimulus that it's like it actually numbs right. you into submission.
Well, I'm thrilled to tell you I just never joined TikTok and I'm
you were right.
Yeah.
Because I was already so poisoned by Twitter and Instagram mm-hmm. and so depressed by the whole thing that I just like it thankfully I've never been pulled to.
That's great. Yeah.
But you're on TikTok?
Yeah. Scrolling. Not posting, but
you're mostly receiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I do. I take it. And I sometimes, you know, I do have time away from it, but
yeah.
I will say I spend a lot of time on Reels.
Yeah. And oh, Natalie loves Reels.
I love my Reels. Yeah. It's a lot of like improvisational swing dancing. So it's like couples like paired together, the music starts, they don't know what the song is going to be.
Oh, whoa.
And then they just like do it and there's a crowd like, woo! And the best ones are like husband and wife randomly paired together swing dancing.
Wow.
And they're like,
well, you're getting really good stuff so because it's good. Like the algorithm is much worse on Instagram for the Reels. And so it becomes like, you're really getting like an odd mm-hmm. selection that's not like so tailored to you. So you're like, this is kind of funky.
And like, I will say like being, it just like doesn't hold as strong as the, like you can get stuck on Reels for a while, but not as long as TikTok.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you are able to be like, I'm bored.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I'm bored. Like I'm having.
They haven't mastered the algorithm.
No,
or
no.
Something.
They're good like that.
It's cool.
I think it's interesting, like your call for help, like signs, everyone's are different.
Right. Yeah. That's what you know? I'm like, what are the things that
some
you
people,
do that you know
like,
you're like
the actress fine. Looking at 3 a.m. is like,
it's kind of fun.
When they're in flow state.
Right, that's right. Actually, I have to say, that is my exact flow state.
Right.
Which
right,
is totally. Like my little treat to myself. If I've watched a movie, like, then my little treat is getting in bed and then doing the research on the movie.
Mm.
And
kind
like,
of me
oh,
too.
The producers didn't want that part. Right. You know.
Kind of me too. And then it's like, there's a different thing of like, when it's fully like, I'm reaching for that flow state. Yeah. I'm like, I know that feels good, so let me try to replicate it right now by just like artificially being like, well, let me check out what Catherine Zeta-Jones said
in
the
Oscar
acceptance speech.
But at least it's kind of information.
It is. It's educational. And it fuels a lot of your social interactions. Not to be derogatory towards gay guys, but
you do need to know, like, it's true. People are like, so who won that year? And
right.
you're like, okay. Like,
it's a little bit of prep research.
Right, exactly.
I feel like...
Prep. Are you laughing at prep?
Like the look you just gave me?
Oh, no, no.
You're like...
I swear to you, that was a neutral, open-faced child. Like, can you talk now?
I projected my inner judgment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not, by the way.
That part.
I'm not your boss.
And like, when am I going to be able to talk about the Brits, by the way?
I know.
Do you want to get in there?
Nah.
All right.
I want to say that my state of terror is... when I'm buying levels on Candy Crush. When the credit card comes out.
No.
And when I'm on Candy Crush, it's
no,
like a...
That's crazy. I've also never done Candy Crush. That is so
You're kind
funny.
Of like
just
a monk.
Just absentmindedly. Like you're not even going, should I? You're just like...
No, like literally,
card.
Like can't link my
and
card
the card's
fast
already,
enough.
But it's already connected to the app at this point, right? So you're just...
It's just like a double click, see my face. Right. They scan your face. They see the way the muscles on your face are crying for help.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're like, perfect.
Yeah, this right. now's the time.
They should be they should have a way that the algorithm can like shut it down.
Right.
When you look so distressed yes. right. yes. with the facial scan.
Well, by the way, I'm so stupid. Like I didn't realize I feel like mostly a very attuned to when I'm being like coerced by mm-hmm. my phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 weeks ago that I realized that the whole like screen time thing, those mm-hmm. notifications.
Yeah.
Like I've literally always taken them at face value. I'm like, oh, they care.
Yeah. Like, that's sweet. That's, they really they, want they this really to be a balanced relationship.
This to be more like ethical for me. Like, yeah. you know, like I'm like, oh my God, it's them. Right. It's them obviously obfuscating what they're doing.
Right, right, right. Which is like tracking all the stuff. And
yeah.
Well, that's always the thing with like data collection.
I just mean like them being like, your screen time went, well, first of all, them being like, your screen time went up this week by yeah. 2 hours. It's like, well, that's your fault.
Totally.
Right. Like, fuck you did that.
Well, you gave it extra juice.
Yeah, and now you're punishing me.
Your colors got brighter.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then like, but even like, just that kind of like, them trying to pretend like they're like have a it's like a humane that mm-hmm. Apple's being totally. Humane it's by like them, warning us
yeah
it's like or you just blow yourselves up and we and erase the problem but I mean why would they right. do that but like
it's like the equivalent of them having like a nonprofit arm yes. yeah. or wing yes, yes, like totally. They're like we really oh wanted to help you
I so relish like at CVS when they're like would you like to donate like 72 cents to our nonprofit oh my God. But I actually say, that's just they use that for like their tax deduction
of course
like it's so like sinister and I relish being like
didn't realize
actually. No
me going of course no I know
that's why but it's sinister
I always say no
right you instinctively were like no
yeah, you were like I off. Know fuck that because it's a tax deductible.
You're like, those people should just work harder right. and then they will need help. Or what you're the tax no, thing right. too
it's
as
a
well.
Shelter tax situation. All right, let's do our next item.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pop back over to Goodbye Lock.
Oh, I was hanging out with my friend the other day. Coolness.
I have friends.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Cool. I was just like, I have a friend. Oh, she yeah, came yeah. over. So that's that cool. was cool. And we were like hanging out at night and then she left and like right after she it was like bye we said like a long goodbye like mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. good to see you like blah, blah. And then she left and I like locked the door
oh my God this is genius sorry keep going
period now I like fumble it
no I just know this exact feeling I think
yeah. it just like was
it feels hostile
yeah. it was so rude
there's like, no way to say goodbye without it being like closing oh totally
closing the door and then being like and don't come back yeah, yeah. and stay out
yeah yeah.
Like
and actually don't feel safe
with yeah
you. Literally yeah. like and then goodbye so good to see you like let's hang out like text me like yes. drop by anytime boom
yeah.
like
no, I
and
know.
It's so like there's part of it which is like it's too fast mm-hmm. like oh you were you such a wait. Rush to go to bed like
right, yeah. right.
and then also part of it is like I'm still right here like no, I might need to go get my umbrella come back in
right. yeah
that's a friend
well and also it's like you are locking yourself in total safety whereas mm-hmm. they're like going out into the wild wild west right. and it's kind of it's like
right.
good luck
yeah. totally right you know? It's like if a wild animal came yeah, by the stairway at that point
no yeah, yeah. back.
right one of us has shelter one of us is
yeah right. no I feel that every time it feels so rude the sound of the lock
it feels like you had ulterior motives right. getting them to leave or something like you were trying to get them out for so long and you're like
oh my God it's so scary to have people over at your house it's so just like you're just like here it is like this is my life and this is where I do all my things and stuff
yeah
like, I like it though yeah.
I like
you're at ease yeah. with it
I love
hosting. I'm learning but it's hard
I was thinking the other day like is there something no. alienating
how do you wait can I ask a question
no it's just yeah I don't know
you guys both started talking like in the middle of my thought like, you said quiet, no quiet and you started saying something different like what the how hell was you, that
I want to go
no let me finish my thing okay. like come on now
it's 12:30 just by the way
oh
thank you
we're that toast. Part right.
I need to get in a cab at 12:45
legit right, we should start wrapping up yeah. I'm not kidding
no.
yeah I know but think about how fun it was
it right. really was so
it,
fun
it was yeah. such a pleasure honor joy
but you don't want to just quickly burn through these or yeah, save let's them for do the next time the
Pokemon wait, say your thing and I want to okay, say my thing really, really quick. Fast
I was thinking like about how amazing it is to have friends over and it's late at night mm. and you know when it ends you don't care how long they stay because you just walk right into your bed.
Exactly.
Mm. They are privately experiencing on a certain level dread.
Yes,
because they have to go
yes.
home.
And they're like, we'll see how much the car costs. Like, yeah. Maybe if the bus is coming at the perfect
right.
time.
And I was thinking about how amazing it is, how fun it is to be the host. And then I was like, oh, you're actually on a different page from your friends in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
you're not really on the same page.
No, like, I know. And like, you've technically done the generous thing by having them come over, but you really actually have the better end of the deal.
Literally.
Yeah.
And like, while you think you're like connecting and like totally whatever, in the back
you're
of their mind,
bed.
They're like, I'm fucked right now. Like,
but I want you to know, like, that's what I want to be at your house. Like, having people at my house, like, it stresses me out
right.
more. Because I'm so, like, worried about performing ease around it. And so,
course,
like,
same.
So can you take your, like...
You're like, chicken's ready.
Shoes off if you can't, you know what I mean? You don't have to, like, no problem. But if you...
Right.
Okay, here's the other side of it. That how do you wait for someone when they're, like, coming up the stairs to your apartment? Like, because I have to open the door. Mm. And so often
God.
I'm just, like, sitting there like a dog. I'm like...
I'm like,
hi.
I'm like, of course, bellowing a joke down the hall. I'm like, hello.
You're like, no packages, please. Or
I'm kidding. Get out of here. One more flight. Got it. It's hell.
Oh, that's so funny.
I busy myself. I like to be caught in the natural act.
Oh, yeah, like You're like, so this is the kind of stuff that I do here.
Right.
Like, you'll fit right in.
Like, I buzz someone up and then literally will, like, find a spoon to, like, stir something. Or, like, go, like, try and, like, be typing. I just, like, want that, like, kind of, like, Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Like,
right, yeah.
Carrie. Like,
you're like, it's very authentic.
All right, go through.
The Pokemon thing, go.
The Pokemon thing. This is the thing of when people are like, will be like, Pokemon games got a lot worse. And the truth is, it's like, well, by the way, that's a thing. So did you guys know that?
No,
people say that. And sometimes
it.
It's true. Like, things actually do get worse. But also sometimes what happens is it's like, so the ones you loved were the ones you played when you were 12.
Right.
And now you're 28.
Right.
And you're still doing it.
Right.
And that's why it's worse, because it's not for you anymore.
Yeah.
People are always like, SNL used to be so good
when
I was 13, and then it got worse randomly, and it happened to coincide exactly when I would be the one to like it.
Music too.
Right, exactly. And people are always saying, it's always like music used to be authentic, and now it's not.
No, that's my whole brand.
Literally. I'm not saying that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, literally.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I also understand that's like the folly of it and the tragedy of it, is that I'm just, you know, a victim of nostalgia.
But it's how you connect with your peers.
Right.
It's a good.
But
it's not
also
all bad.
I do think it is dangerous though too. Like, not dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It causes harm.
It's a harmful behavior.
But I do think I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously just like a adolescent attachment to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it can't. There is an actual cultural decline.
Yes.
And
yes.
There is an actual, like, there are is a material thing happening. Like you, like, being like, you can't, like, we can all say like architecture sucks now because like everyone's just trying to throw up big crazy real estate, you know,
and there
towers.
Often are like material things. It's like with music, you can be like, well, streaming is actually like a structurally different thing, and it like incentivizes different things,
and it's released the pressure on people making music that can perform on the radio, so now songs don't have hooks.
Right.
Songs aren't, there's no pressure to make your shit good anymore.
Right.
That's what happened to movies and music.
Right.
And like, yes, I agree. So like, there are two things. There are two streams occurring simultaneously. And I just want to hold light a candle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to hold space for, for that part of it too. That it, like, thing, like, if you do feel like things are getting worse,
There might be.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting?
But
it's
maybe
like,
not Pokemon.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
But no, also, I do have the experience of, like, I've played Pokemon games recently. I'm like, these kind of suck.
Yeah.
Like, they should go back. And I'm like, okay, so what? It's really hard for me to tease that apart sometimes.
It's a, like, good check against
yourself. And also, sometimes you go back to things that you're like, this was so amazing. And you look back and you're like, it actually wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
sorry, I was 14 and this was the first time I saw someone do that.
At all. Yeah.
And so,
I'm sorry, Train Loud, Train Quiet. I'm just worried about your show.
Of course.
Well, someone's gotta.
Train
you
loud.
Know when someone like says a joke and then like they can't keep going? It's like so like in a speech or something.
Yeah.
It's
because it's
they're so taken with the moment, and it's like you have to keep going or else you seem uncool.
Yeah, and then
you know?
You're like, Anyway, yeah.
It's like, so you did something bold, but then we saw you kind of like ricochet from it. Uh-huh. And so it's not bold anymore. It's it scared you. Okay. So that was that. So basically, Train Loud, Train Quiet is basically, you know, the train can be so like loud when it comes in. But then when you're on it, like, why is it sometimes dead silent? Like, no one's talking and it's not making any noise of going somewhere. You know?
I think that it's because when you're outside of the train, the sound is echoing off the cavernous subway.
Of the thing. When you're inside, sometimes it's loud.
Right?
I don't know. You know what happens sometimes inside? Have you ever been in a train where all the lights go off? Yeah. And then you hear, that's actually silent because they're buzzing really loud the whole time and you don't realize. Yes. And then all the lights in the train go off and you're like...
The lights were the noise?
The lights are the noise. Yeah, lights can have a noise. Yeah, lights
and
can have a noise.
People don't want to acknowledge that.
Lights can have a noise.
I hate my idea and how it was perceived. No. I do.
And I don't have. I want to be clear. I presented some sort of explanation for it. It's not. That
you
was
went
just
like
a, I was
you went like audio engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were like the
which
cavernous,
is just me.
And it was cool. Yeah. All right, is that it?
Yeah. That is everything on the
good.
List.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We were so honored to have you.
That was so fun. And again, just get a hat.
Just see
and rip them up. Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's
so
simple.
There is that visual component.
Totally. And I really appreciate that. And we're super open to more feedback as
totally.
It occurs to you.
Yeah.
And stream Stress Positions.
No, go see it in theaters.
Excuse me.
No, but also please stream.
I was
if
trying
you
to make a joke
option.
like music.
Yeah.
Right.
Stream Sabrina Carpenter or whatever.
Literally, that's like something's going on in the culture. I have no idea.
Oh,
I don't know
okay,
who that
I'll
is.
Tell you
but
that
I,
later.
I see
She's
the pictures.
Okay. Do you want to say where it's like when?
April 19th. It opens in New York at IFC. I don't know if this will air by then. Mm-hmm. So, cat's out of the bag. It's not Exploration Live.
It's Exploration Later.
And then April 26th, it's in LA and a bunch of other like small independent theaters across the country, is so cool.
It's amazing.
It's somewhere in Baltimore, perhaps Minneapolis, maybe. No. Just guesses.
Yes, I imagine.
Yeah.
I know it's coming to Belcourt in Nashville.
If you find yourself in a Minneapolis-like place, there's a good chance you can see Stress Positions.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.